Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog here, and you're listening to the Two Blind Squirrels Podcast. How was that? Did you like that? Is that okay? Yeah, I guess they eat nuts or something. All right, bye.
Yeah, I'm pumped up. That song always makes me excited and ready to go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Woo.
Wah.
So next week will be the 7-year anniversary of Two Blind Squirrels.
Really?
I just discovered this.
Wow.
I'm looking at the Two Blind Squirrels website, and it says the first show was posted on May 8th, 2005.
Awesome. Seven years.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I know that it's 1,068 shows, I believe, so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
So I was here for episode 68, then, probably.
You were?
Episode 1,000, that is, 68 episodes ago.
Hmm.
Probably.
No, I remember doing the 1,000th episode, and you weren't on.
Oh.
It was just me and Faith. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I need to complain about my headphones.
What?
Yes. So I have these old headphones. I don't even know what brand they are, but they're just little behind the head things with a little microphone that comes down. With
yes.
It's doing it again right now. So there's a short in them.
Oh.
That if it is, welcome Dave in the chat room. If the volume is at, it has to be at a very particular level in order for me to get audio in both ears.
Oh, weird. That is weird.
Yes. So right now I can only hear you in my left ear. So, which is terribly annoying. And so, to rectify this,
What did you say?
Rectify.
That doesn't sound nice at all.
It's a word.
That doesn't sound kid friendly.
It is indeed kid friendly.
It is?
Yeah, so let me just change that. Use a different word means the same thing.
Okay, what's the other word you're going
to
use?
To fix it.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. I like that. Okay, yep. Go ahead.
Fixing to fix.
That one doesn't make me quiver.
Right.
Okay.
I began shopping for a new set of headphones.
Okay.
Because my wife, of course, has
she has big headphones, doesn't she?
What's that?
She has big headphones, doesn't she?
Yes.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. She's got some nice over-the-head, ear-encompassing headphones that drown out the world and provide crystal-clear, perfect surround sound audio for
a
beautiful gaming experience.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yes. So I was like, I should get some headphones.
Faith just has normal headphones. She just has like average, like your average size headphones.
Well, this is a headset with a microphone and for the computer.
What? What are we talking about?
I'm talking about a computer plug into the computer headset.
Okay. Is it USB?
Mine's just into the 3mm jacks, but yeah, my wife's is USB.
Oh, okay.
Hers is in fact wireless.
How is it USB and wireless?
Well, there's a USB charge cable and then there's a USB receiver for the wireless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, anyway. So I decided I'm going to shop for my own pair of headphones, new fancy headphones for gaming.
Look, Mr. Big Bucks got him a job. Thinks he can just go out and buy headphones now.
No, I have a budget, so I had to save for it.
Oh, okay.
Also, I just had a birthday, so I got all the money that I needed to spend on it. Yay!
Yay!
Gift cards. So,
happy birthday!
So I did my shopping, did my research, and found a headset that has in the ear 7.1 surround sound Dolby Digital audio. How do you like that?
Wow! How does that even work?
It
I thought you had like five speakers to do that.
It does something seven speakers because it's 7.1.
I didn't even know that's what it stood for.
That 0.1 is actually the subwoofer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, but it has two big headphones, two big speaker drivers in there. Yep. What? Okay. And they
that is going to sound awesome. What did you say the brand was?
It is a brand called Corsair.
I haven't heard of them.
Well, they have traditionally made computer memory, computer RAM, and they just started making gaming peripherals.
Cool.
Yeah.
And and how's it hooked to your computer then? Is it USB?
This will be USB. Mm-hmm.
Okay. USB wireless or just USB?
Just USB. I don't really care for wireless all that much.
Yeah. Get a hiss in there.
Yeah. But even then, I had money left over from birthdays, and I bought a new mouse as well from Corsair, and it will be here Thursday.
What's so special about this mouse?
It has 5,700 DPI, so it can be incredibly ultra-sensitive and has particular sort of weighting to it with 7 buttons on it for extreme
seven
gaming
buttons.
Precision. Yes.
What the heck are you going to do with 7 buttons on your what are you going to do with 7
galaxy.
I have a mouse here that I love. It's a little bitty mouse.
Uh-huh.
It's not overly small like one of those miniature mouses.
Yeah, sure.
My mouse is small, but it's not miniature.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's a respectable size. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So it's nothing to be ashamed of or anything. But anyway, and I've got it here in my hand. But the problem with it is that, and I love this. By the way, I love my mouse. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it works really well. It's very sensitive. It's just, I mean, it's not 7 button sensitive, but it's sensitive.
Right.
And anyway, the thing is that it has a little connect. It's wireless USB. So it's got that little connector thing that plugs into your laptop.
Oh, yeah.
In the USB port. And it's tiny.
Yes.
You know, it's just as big as the port, basically.
Do you have a Logitech mouse?
I do. It's a Logitech mouse, yes.
Is it an MX510?
No, it's an M215.
Ah.
So, like I said, but my wife, so I lent this mouse to my mother-in-law when she was visiting.
Uh-oh.
And she plugged it into my wife's computer in the living room or whatever, or the kitchen or whatever. And, and now I have the mouse back. They gave me the mouse back.
Uh-huh.
But there's no USB thingy that goes with it.
Oh, that's lovely.
So it doesn't do me any good.
No.
And I'm very upset. Yeah. And I told my wife I needed the little thingy that went with it, and she didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, it's not in your computer, so it's somewhere. Huh. And there's a little slot. Like, if you open the little flap, my mouse has a little flap on it.
Yeah.
You know, because some people have their flaps removed, but mine's still on here.
Yeah, yours is still on there. Mm-hmm. It's a little flappy mouse.
Yes. Flappy. And there's under the flap is where you put the USB thingy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tuck it up there and hide it.
Right. But it's not there.
No.
So. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. So I don't know. I may have to buy me a new one I hate to buy because it's fine. It's perfect. It's good. It's like, it's not broken. Why should I buy a new one?
I think you can buy.
Can you just buy the little flat thing?
I think you can buy new dongles for that.
Now you want to talk about, what are you talking about dongles for? I thought this was supposed to be kids friendly.
Huh? It's a little dongle that plugs into your computer.
I'm not plugging my dongle into my computer. That is
what
disgusting.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the little USB dongle you stick into the computer. The thing that's missing from your mouse.
No, I have I use OpenDNS. I can't get to those websites. I made kids laugh.
I can't continue with that now.
Anyway.
You derailed me.
So you can buy the US connector by itself?
I think so.
Oh, I'll have to look at that then. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll look online.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
But yes, I'm very excited about my new headset and mouse. You know, this same company has a mouse that has like 13 buttons on it.
I don't understand all these buttons. What do they do?
So the buttons, you can program them in video games so they do different things in certain games. So like,
but that's too many buttons. It's like I would get confused and punch somebody in the head I was supposed to be not punching in the head.
Yeah, exactly. The skilled gamer wouldn't get confused.
Ah, that's the difference between me and
exactly. So
them.
You can have the button that throws the grenade and the other button that punches the person in the back of the head.
Okay, right.
Yeah, right.
Kind of cool, I guess, if you can remember all the buttons do.
Well, you can set them.
Can you program them to do things like if you're not a gamer? Yeah. Like, and you have one button that takes you to a certain website or another button that, that copies and pastes or something like that?
I bet you could.
You betcha I could, or you know that that can happen?
I know that there is a program that comes with the mouse that will actually allow you to set macros for the different buttons. So I haven't done enough research into it, but I'm sure that it can happen. I don't know how complex it is. It's not going to be like you click this button and it calculates the 1,432nd digit of pi, but it'll open up calculator.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, that sounds kind of cool. I don't want one with 13 on it, but
I didn't either. That's why I didn't buy that one.
One with like three buttons on it, that might be fun. Like a cut and paste button would be good.
I think so too. Back button.
I've always thought the mouses should have a cut and paste button.
That's a good idea. But I'm so used to Control C, or for you crazy people out there, Command C.
That's right. I'm a crazy person.
Yes, you are.
Command C. Why can't we get together on that? What confuses me is there's actually a control button.
I know.
On my Mac. But it doesn't do
the hesitation there was like, which button is it again? I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the command button.
It is the command button.
Yes.
Yes. Which actually makes a little more sense, but it doesn't matter. It's just, it's all confusing. They should get together on that. They should work that out.
Yep. And V is paste.
Yes.
V.
Control C, control V, control Z, undo.
I mean, I understand C and X, but V for paste.
Yeah, V. Well, it's like a little arrow. Like you're, it's like insert. Like if you, it goes back to the V makes sense because it goes back to when you would like correct typing. Like
and you draw the little red V triangle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
But then somebody told me that once, and then I remembered. I don't have any because it's next to X. I don't know.
Is that you're when you're drawing the Z, you draw that upper line as if you're going forward, and you're like, oh no, I got to go backwards. So you do that backward line, the cross, and you go forward again.
Jen in the chat room says her mouse has a Be Fabulous button on it.
Yeah, that I can see her having a Be Fabulous button.
Absolutely, it's probably jeweled too. It's probably bejeweled.
Every square millimeter of it bejeweled.
Oh, I was just thinking about the button would be bejeweled, but you're saying the whole mouse is probably bejeweled.
No, just that button.
Oh, just the button being bejeweled. That's what I was thinking.
That way you don't miss it.
I bet she has a bejeweled button. Yep.
Yeah, and when she clicks on it, bejeweled comes up on her computer. Totally happens.
I can see that happening.
Anyway, what were you going to talk about?
Laughter as the best medicine.
Okay.
You've heard that saying, right? Laughter is the best medicine.
I have.
And I'd like
Unless you have stitches.
I'd like to take issue with that statement.
Okay.
I don't know that laughter is the best medicine. Always. I don't think that's a good... I think laughter in general is good for you.
Yes.
I think it relieves stress, right?
Sure.
But I think it, like, you can... Pain relievers relieve stress too, right? Like if you have a pain and you take an aspirin, that relieves the pain.
Not for me.
But for most people, for normal people of this planet. Okay.
I'm allergic.
So, okay, ibuprofen. Can I say ibuprofen?
No, I'm allergic to that too.
You make me tired, Kitch.
I can take Tylenol.
Tylenol. Okay, good. Okay, so so you got a headache.
You not can too much, because that damages your liver.
You can take a Tylenol to relieve your headache, right?
Uh-huh.
You can also take codeine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right. But that's not good for you.
No.
All right. It may be, but now if your spine is sticking out of your back because you just had a motorcycle wreck.
Right.
And then you might want some codeine, right?
No, then you want some morphine.
The aspirin may not be enough. So you want some morphine.
Uh-huh.
So you see what I'm saying there. So just like with laughter, I was watching this comedian. He was talking about, and he was being very crude. It was on television, so they were beeping him out. But he was saying, you know, people say, why do you have to cuss when you do your comedy? And he's like, well, F you. I can F you. And because when I do that, people laugh.
Whoa,
and laughing is good no matter how you come about it. And I'm like, tap the brakes there, buddy. I mean, I don't know that – I think that when – I remember – hearing my first dirty joke, going, oh no, that's, you know, and you know, and I even laughed at it because of the wit and the timing.
Sure.
And so I laughed at it. But then I felt bad about it. Right? Mm. So I laughed, but it didn't help me.
Right.
But then if you do that over and over again, you can become desensitized to that. So you only laugh. You don't feel bad. But is that good? That's just like, you know, I mean, it's like you can take morphine over and over again, and it'll continue to relieve your pain, but you become desensitized to the negative, and you become addicted, right?
Right.
I'm not saying it's a one-on-one relation. I'm not saying it's an exact match. I'm just saying that laughter, it's like our kids at school, you know, they come to me and say, so-and-so said this, and I laughed at it. Well, yeah, you're going to laugh, because mm-hmm. even though what they said was inappropriate, they still said it in a funny way.
Yes.
So you're going to respond because of the wit and the timing. That doesn't mean you have to approve of it. You can laugh and say, okay, that was not right. That's inappropriate. Right. Don't do that.
That's so wrong. Yeah.
You know, you can laugh at it and still make a judgment on mm-hmm. it. You know, you can still discern that it was not appropriate.
Right.
So, so I think laughter is the best medicine. Not really true.
True.
I think that.
I agree.
That laughter is a side effect of good medicine, which is, you know, if you make, I was listening to Brian Regan the other day, who's a great comedian who keeps things clean.
Do you mean Brian Regan?
I'm sorry, my computer says Regan.
Okay.
Is it Regan?
His name is Regan, yeah.
Really?
That's pretty sure he's not related to the president.
I thought it was his brother.
No.
Father?
No.
It's his brother and his father.
There's no A.
Oh.
In Regan. Gotcha. Well, there is one, but not two of them.
Oh, well, yeah, there has to be two.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's Regan.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So he was making light of a situation about marriage that a lot of people could identify with, connect with, and laugh at, right? In a positive way. It wasn't degrading marriage as an institution. It was making light of a situation, but without degrading the institution. And so he still had the timing and the wit. It was still funny, but you didn't walk away from it feeling bad about yourself, or bad about marriage or whatever, right?
Right.
And, but you go to listen to Eddie Murphy talk about in Raw, talk about things, and you know, he can degrade the entire institution and boil it down to just unkid friendly things.
Right.
So that's why I say, you know, laughter at any cost is not the best medicine. Or laughter, yes, laughter at the expense of everything is not the best medicine. But obtaining laughter, as many of you are right now, with this excellent comedic interpretation of funniness that you're hearing at this very moment, are probably doing, is that sometimes laughter is good medicine, but only if it's obtained properly. There. See?
Yes.
That's how
only
you take
it. Only if you buy it through legal means.
That's how you talk about laughter for 5 minutes without being funny.
Mm. You should relate this to the war on drugs somehow.
Not everybody can do that.
Yes.
You have to wear a tie to do this.
A tie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's certain jobs you have to wear a tie for.
I didn't wear a tie today.
Well, but it wasn't your job, see?
That's true. I have not had to put on shoes for the past 2 days.
Neither has Buford.
That's nice.
You have something in common.
Yeah.
That's always scary.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, well, that's kind of cool.
Well, that means I didn't have anything to do today.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I have worked a total of 1 day in the past 2 days.
That's not good.
No.
Well, I work from home, but I did have to put on shoes because I had to go out. I had to go up for a teacher interview today. So.
Oh, sure.
And I had a kid. Had a kid interview. Is that what you call it? The kid wants to come to school there, and so I met his grandparents and him, and so we. I don't know what you call that, but we had a meeting, and. So I did have to put on shoes twice today, so I can't brag about that. But I get to work from home tomorrow, so maybe I won't have to put on shoes tomorrow.
Now, did you have to put on a pair of shoes twice today, or did you have to put on one shoe and then another shoe, thus making it twice? You had to go through the process of putting on a shoe twice.
No, I put on a pair of shoes twice.
Were they the same pair of shoes?
Yes.
Were they But they were a single pair. It wasn't like you're putting on one shoe of one pair and then the other shoe of another pair.
No, that would have looked silly. I didn't do that.
Well, yeah, it would have. You're right.
Also, our pool is ready.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Should I let you get to that then?
As no, it's too late now.
Well, there's still daylight.
No, no, no. It's no, unless it's not that ready. The sun needs to be shining.
Okay.
It's just at the bottom end of comfortable. So if the sun's shining on you, it's beautiful to swim in. You can go out there, lay out, get a little warm, and then go into the pool, and it feels fantastic. It's a little too, still too cool to, for night swimming.
We don't have a pool, but we are building above ground gardens.
Oh, with the two by sixes, and you put them up, and you put the garden in them?
Yeah, we actually bought 2x8s of cedar.
2x8s. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We made all the. We figured out where all the measurements were, and we had Lowe's cut the pieces.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't have to. And then we bought nails and a hammer, and I've been beating the crap out of some metal nails the past couple days. It's awesome. Love being a husband.
You don't put on shoes for that?
I can just stand out on the porch or roughneck it out in the grass in my backyard.
That's a good way to get a nail in your toe.
The nails stay in the boxes.
Oh. So you didn't screw it together. You use nails. See, I don't use nails anymore. I hardly ever use a nail. I use nails to hang pictures. That's what I use nails for.
Yeah. The reason why we didn't use screws is because our drill sucks. And so we knew that we have two batteries.
Well, if your drill sucks, you can't screw.
Right. That's true. And so we knew that that one battery would only have a charge long enough to drill a single pilot hole, and then the other battery would have a charge enough to drill the next screw in halfway.
That is not a... You need to go buy a new drill.
Yeah.
That should be the next thing you save up for.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad, bad, bad.
Yeah. But see, that'll be for like the home fund, which we have a separate savings account for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had the best drill I ever had was a Black & Decker. Believe it or not, it was Black & Decker brand.
Black & Decker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was 14 or 16 volt. I loved that drill.
Is it corded or cordless?
Cordless, of course. And it had two batteries, and one battery, no matter what I was doing, lasted all day. Literally, I could use it all day. It was it was unreal how long these things would last. It was so awesome. And when it finally burned up, I was so sad. It burned up about 3 years ago.
Oh.
And I went to buy another one, and it was given to me because I normally don't buy Black & Decker because I don't associate Black & Decker with high quality, you know, home improvement materials.
Right.
But I really considered buying another one, but people talked me into buying like a real drill. Didn't you get a real drill, you know, get a DeWalt or a Bosch or something. So I did. I spent the extra money and got like a really, you know, high dollar drill because I use it all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, home improvement projects and this, that, and the other and everything. Mm-hmm. So I got a Bosch, came with two batteries, 18 volt, you know, mega big and all that. And I swear it only lasts about 2 hours.
Oh.
Luckily, it lasts just long enough to charge the other battery. So if I'm working all day, man, it's like, oh, I hope the other battery's charged, you know, and it gets a little shorter every time. It's like, oh, the first time it lasted 2.5 hours, second time it lasted 2 hours, third time it lasted 1 hour, 45 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, so if you're going to buy one, do your research on how long the batteries last.
Yes.
Go online and do some research before you spend the money because they are expensive. Dave said he needs a cordless drill.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that corded drills are always going to be better because you don't have to rely on the battery.
Yeah, but they're such a pain.
Yeah.
Such a pain. I mean, yeah. I had a cordless drill for a long time because of that. Because before I got my good Black & Decker, I had a corded drill. Because back then, the cordless drills just were not up to snuff.
Right.
And, but they're just such a pain. I mean, you always got to go plug them in. And, I don't know.
Oh, well, Jen is now telling us that he already has a cordless drill.
Dave, if your drill sucks, you can't screw.
Yep, that's true.
So.
There is some marital strife going on in the
chat room.
Two Blind Squirrels live chat room.
There is some
right now, which you can join every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central.
Thrown. Dave just, hush your monkey. Oh my goodness.
Things are getting real, people.
We're going to have to do some marriage counseling in there.
We can't share with you what is going on in the chat room.
Can't repeat these words. These are bad things.
If you want to know what's going on in the chat room, you guys need to go listen to the Jen and Dave show.
That's right, because they say those words on that show, but we don't.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those shows where you laugh and then you feel really uncomfortable.
Oh, Jen. Oh, ouch, Jen. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She just told him to go. I can't say those things.
Nope.
Really? Okay.
Ow. I need to close down the chat room.
Yeah,
I can't
we don't even. That's distracting. We're not going to finish the show.
That is not kid friendly, right there.
Ouch. Okay. Well, who knew we were going to start a? I don't know if their marriage is going to survive this. Who knew we were going to start a marital war in our chat room tonight?
Brad, honestly, it's one of those where. You start listening to the Jen and Dave show, and you're not sure if their marriage will survive that episode.
That's true. That's true. No, we kid. No, we don't. Sometimes we don't.
Those two are solid.
Yeah, they are. Solid as rocks, because their marriage is on the rock. The rock of Christ. We should be our foundation for all of our ethic, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What does IAAL stand for?
Inappropriate at all levels.
Oh, I've got to write that down. Can I spell inappropriate?
Nope, probably not.
Inappropriate at all levels.
He did it, folks.
I did it. First try. Okay. Well, there you go. The chat room is IAAL tonight.
Uh-huh.
So if you'd like to go check out the fall of the Jen and Dave show, you can do that in our chat room. But otherwise, you can join us next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
And you can, of course, leave us a voicemail at 224-225-9297.
That's right. You can.
That is 224-225-9297.
I love to sit on toilets. Yes, it makes me feel all fancy.
And you can send us an email at brad.mcfadden@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of Kidge at Kidge421. That's his first name and his last name.
That's
all
right.
All without spaces.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
Jen got on to me.